Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Denver Dotty. As our friends Cisco and Pancho were following the tracks of the freighter wagon stolen at gunpoint from Zeke Bailey and his daughter Edna by two masked bandits, a sandstorm came up and wiped out the tracks. Now, to Edna, who was riding with him on Diablo, Cisco says,
"Keep up your courage, senorita. We're just coming into the camp of Skytop. We'll find food and shelter there."
Cisco, it's a cafe here.
That is just where we are going, Pancho. Oh, Diablo,
hold. Oh, loco, oh, loco, slow down.
I will help you down, senorita, here.
Thank you.
Now, Pancho, there's a stable across the street. Uh-huh. You take our horses there and see that they are fed and watered.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, take the horses. Come, Diablo. Come, Lobo. Come with Pancho now.
Well, let us go into the cafe, senorita, and Senor Zeke.
Hungry.
Si. I think we are all hungry. We'll go right in here. Now, here's a table. Let us sit down here.
Cisco.
Si, senorita.
That waitress over at the counter, she's wearing my bracelet.
Are you sure of that?
I know it's mine. I could tell that bracelet anywhere. I'm going over and get it away from her.
Un momento, senorita. That bracelet may give us just the lead we want. I will go and... Well, madre mia.
What's the matter?
I know that waitress. She is Denver Dotty.
Crook?
No, Senor Zeke. She is not a crook. That is why I cannot understand what she is doing with that bracelet. You wait here, please, both of you. I will go talk to her.
What's your order, mister? Come on, speak up. Speak up. I'm mighty busy hearing. Well, Cisco.
Hey, Senorita Daddy.
Well, bless your heart, Cisco, and all your ancestors. Tell me all about yourself.
Oh, there's little to tell of myself, but what are you doing in this camp?
I'm opening a store, Cisco. Just had a wagon load of goods come from Tucson. A couple of my helpers are unloading the wagon now.
And where is the store?
Just four doors west down the street.
I wish you all success, Senorita Daddy. From the looks of that fine bracelet, things are going well for you.
Oh, that bracelet was a present from one of my helpers. He brought it in from Tucson. I wish that'd make you jealous, Cisco, but I know it won't.
Jealousy is not good. But what is the name of the hombre who gave you the bracelet?
Maybe you are getting a little quite jealous, hmm?
Oh, what is his name, senorita?
Jeb Kelso. Him and Ike Finch are working at the store now. Why don't you and Pancho come over later and see my store? Hmm?
Perhaps we will, senorita. After we find the stolen stock of our friends who are going to open the same kind of store in Lordville.
Stolen stock?
Si, senorita. Well, hasta la vista. For the time being, senorita Edna, let Daddy keep that bracelet. And if she comes over here, say nothing about it to her.
All right, Cisco. But aren't you going to sit down with us?
Set.
Later, Senor Zeke. Now I must get Pancho and go to a new store that is being opened here. It may be that we will find your stolen goods.
Hope.
Pancho's so hungry he could eat the bark off a dog.
Not the bark off a dog, Pancho. The bark off a tree.
Off a dog, off a tree. Pancho, eat the bark.
This should not take long, amigo. Yeah. I only want to buy something from this store to take back to Senor Zeke and the senorita.
What for, Cisco?
To see if they can identify them as belonging to their stock of goods.
Uh-huh.
It's almost certain that Senorita Edna would include some things that a man would not think of buying.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the store.
Uh-huh.
What do you hombres want?
We came to look over your store, senor, and to make some purchases.
The store won't be open till tomorrow.
Cisco.
Si?
Some goods are already on the shelf.
Ah, si. Do you mind if we look those over?
Well, no, but keep out of our way.
Si, senor. Here's something right here, Pancho. Those China teacups.
Hombre not buy those for the store, Cisco.
No, I do not think he would. For a boom mining camp.
Oh, look, Cisco. Big sausage.
What did you call him, hombre? Cisco?
See, he's Cisco. I Pancho. Cisco and Pancho, no?
Oh, so you're the Cisco kid I've been hearing about.
I am the Cisco kid, see?
Well, get out of here before I throw you out.
Easy, Kelso.
When an hombre asks for trouble, he is likely to get it.
I'll show her who the best
Spanish.
I do not know what you are talking about. But before you show anyone, you will have to show me.
Oh. Yeah.
That fixed him, Cisco. And Cisco hit him so hard he bounced.
Next time, hombres, you may be more careful how you treat your customers. Now I'm making a purchase and I'm leaving 5 pesos for it. Pancho, take one of those china cups and saucers.
Si, Pancho, take.
Here are your 5 pesos on the counter. And Pancho, we go.
Oh, look, Cisco, food. Poor Pancho, water the mouth. What do you eat, Senor Zeke?
Beans.
Oh.
Never mind that, Pancho. At the moment, we are doing something more important than eating.
Not to Pancho.
Did you find our goods, Cisco?
Suppose you look at these china, Senorita, and tell us.
Yes, Cisco, those are ours. I bought a dozen cups and saucers.
And this cup and saucer is part of the set?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt about it.
It is all I want to know, Senorita. Pancho, we are going back to that store.
But, Cisco, Pancho's stomach say hello to Pancho's backbone.
We will eat soon, amigo. And when we do, I will buy you 2 extra steaks.
2.
Now come with me.
Say, I want to talk to you too, Ambrose. This here bracelet, Kelso, where'd you get it?
Well, I told you, I bought it for you. Why? Why are you asking?
Because Cisco kid's curious about it, that's why. And Cisco don't ask questions about such things without reason.
Yeah, that Ambrose got trouble coming to him. Him and his sidewind partner was in here and they stole a china cup and saucer.
Why, you blinking buzzard. Cisco never stole nothing in his life. One more thing. Where'd you hombres get that wagon load of goods?
Say, what's the matter with you, Daddy?
Come on, answer my question or I'll go to Tucson and ask Joe Cantrell. In front of you two hombres.
Oh, you will, huh? And maybe this...
Oh, Peach, Peach,
you change your mind.
Ah.
She won't do no more yapping for a while.
Hey, you maverick, Finch. I got a mind to beat the living gizzard out of you for hitting her.
Ah, don't get soft again. We got to work fast to keep out of trouble. First thing we do is get Cisco. Then we come back here and make Denver sign over half the business.
Yeah,
us.
But Finch,
you want to go to jail?
No, but...
All right, then, do as I say. Grab your rifle and we'll go after Cisco right now.
Yeah, I guess we'd better at that. Yo, okay, I got the rifle. Let's go.
Wait. Here they come. Cisco and the other one, up the street. Draw a bead on Cisco, Kelso, and make it good.
Yeah, I sure will make it good.
That's the way to shoot, Kelso. You got him, he went down. You got him plumb center.
Cisco, tell Pancho you're not dead.
I'm all right, Pancho. I saw that hombre aiming at me, so I fell flat on purpose.
Oh, Mother mia, Pancho's scared. Cisco dead. And Pancho's heart go pitty-pat, pitty-pat, pitty-pat.
You stay down, too. Uh-huh. Down flat, Pancho. He's aiming again.
Pancho flat as he can get, no?
Get the other one, too, just so.
You better go make sure, Finch.
Nah, they're down for good. Hey, Daddy's coming, too. Huh? She's moving around. Come on.
Not a chance, Pancho. They've gone back into the store.
Come on. Hurry. Cisco, why Denver, Daddy? Get in with such hombres, huh?
Because she's impulsive. She trusts everybody. Huh? Let's go more slowly, Pancho. Those hombres may be on their watch.
Hit me, will you? I'll break every bone in your blasted body.
Come on, Pancho.
This time I'm sure.
Not while I can hang on to that rifle, you won't.
Hey, boy. Hey, people, look out, Cisco.
That's right, hombre.
I can't
tell you. I am sure you can, Senorita. Perhaps a little help will come in handy. I will take that rifle.
Now take him, Cisco. Now the other eye block, too.
I'll get you with this knife.
Oh, no, Pancho, stick out his leg. And now Pancho, sit on you.
I sure didn't last long.
Keep watch of those hombres, Pancho.
Pancho, keep watch.
Senorita Dottie, I'm afraid these 2 hombres brought your stolen goods.
Yeah, I fear they did, Cisco.
How about that, hombre? You?
Well, no, we didn't.
No? Pancho, bounce.
No. Hey, quit it. Huh?
Quickly, tell the truth.
No, stop. It was Finch's idea. You see, I like Dottie.
You're squealing softy, you sentimental maverick.
Tie them up, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
What about this bracelet, Kelso?
He stole it off the girl.
Why, you pack rat. I sure am sorry, Cisco. I didn't know.
Of course you did not know, Senorita. No one doubts your honesty. But next time, if I were you, I would find out more about my associates in advance.
Cisco, Dad and I decided to come over here and... Oh, dear.
This is your stock, Senorita Edna, but do not blame Senorita Dottie. I will explain everything.
Sure looks like I'm out of store.
I have a suggestion. You own the store, Senorita, and Senor Zeke here owns the stock. I can recommend you both to each other, so why do you not go into partnership?
Maybe.
That's an idea.
Pancho, get the idea of some foods, too.
Say, Pancho, we were to go to the cafe now while these people are getting acquainted with each other.
Cisco, you're wonderful.
He's more than just wonderful, dearie. And here's what I think of him.
No, no, Senorita, I was...
Come here.
Pancho, like that.
You'll remember that for a few minutes.
Si, senorita. And the feeling of my ribs, I'll remember it for quite a few minutes.
Vigorous.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, glad Senor Zeke and Senorita Dottie decide to run the store together. But Cisco, how anybody run the store? Have to know
arithmetic?
Si, have to know arithmetic to run a store.
Of course you have to know arithmetic. For example, suppose five customers came into the store.
Five customers?
To buy potatoes.
Potatoes.
And suppose there were only four potatoes to sell. Uh-huh. How would you divide those potatoes to give each customer an equal share?
Oh, Pancho, know this, Cisco.
Well, then tell me, Pancho. How would you divide those potatoes to give each customer an equal share?
Mash the potatoes.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.